Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Latha, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. I'm waiting on Mike to call in, but I'm going want to go ahead and welcome those in the chat room. Joe from Germany. Hello, Joe. Tamara, L.V. Cooper, and a couple of guests. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Joey Somerville's name. That will bring you right into the chat room. And this is your opportunity to call in, excuse me, and speak with Joey on 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Today we are talking smooth jazz with trumpeter Joey Somerville about his third solo album, The Get Down Club. Joey, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. And I want to mention that Joey is at a venue, excuse me, preparing to perform with Dean James, Xavier Lewis, and Kiki Wyatt. So he is there now, getting prepared for that. So he may have to leave us during the interview. But if so, then we, you know, hey, it's a paying gig. We understand.
Well, I'm certainly going to stay as long as I possibly can.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you on, Joey. And I want to tell you that I saw you for the first time at Seabreeze this year, and I really enjoyed your performance.
Oh, thank you. I love that festival. It's a lot of fun. It's a beautiful setting. And we had a stellar, as they usually do. That festival's been going on for a good number of years. I think that's my third or fourth time playing Seabreeze, but I've always had a great time down there.
Yes, it was my first time there at that venue, that festival, and I really like that. It has become one of my favorite festivals. So good job. You did a great job. I really enjoyed it. And then Mike also told me, you know, that he met you in Colorado and that you did a great job there as well.
Yeah, we had fun. They had it was called the Denver, I believe, Jazz and R&B Lovers Festival,
mm-hmm.
and it was cool. It was outside. I love Denver. I think that was my third time going to Denver in the past few years, and Denver's got it going on. It's beautiful up there. I mean, you know, everybody's got a great view in Denver. You know, you have the mountains off in the distance, no matter where you are, and it's just it's just a lot of fun. Great people, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay, so we're getting a couple of comments from the chat room about your performances. Barb Susan says she just saw you at the rooftop at the Icon with UNAM, and you were awesome. And Tamara said
yeah, that was in L.A., yeah.
Yeah, and Tamara said you tow it up at both the Colorado Jazz Festival and last week at Jazz Fest West. Ooh, you was out there in that heat, Jazz Fest West. It was hot, wasn't it?
You know, I was surprised because in Jazz Fest West, I have been forewarned that it was going to be, you know, oh, man, Jazz Fest West is going to be so hot, so hot. And when I landed in L.A., I got off the plane. It was like 72 degrees, which I was shocked. Now, it definitely warmed up. Jazz Fest West is in San Dimas, which is further inland. And I guess the rule of thumb is basically the further inland you go, the hotter it gets. But it really wasn't brutal. It wasn't brutal. We had a good time. You know, it was a real cool festival.
Okay. All right. Let me welcome to the chat room those just joining us. Cheryl B, Jazzy Diva, and Victor Fields is just joining us. Welcome, guys. Again,
hello,
if you would,
Victor.
Again, if you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Joy Somerville's name, and that will bring you right into the chat room. Okay, so Joy, you play the trumpet, and I'm always interested in knowing why an artist picked an instrument, a particular instrument to play. So why the trumpet?
Well, okay, here's the story. When I was in the fifth grade, this was back when they had music in schools all the time, we were given recorders to play. And a recorder is, it's almost like a combination flute slash whistle kind of thing. It's a very simple instrument, but it is an actual real instrument. And I don't remember how long we were on those, maybe half of the school year or something like that. And anyway, if you did well on the recorder, you were allowed to try for the school band. I guess join the school band because nobody could play anything. And they gave us a choice that year. At least they gave me a choice. They said, we need either trumpet players or saxophone players. So you can either pick the trumpet or pick the saxophone. Well, I was in the fifth grade, and when I looked at a saxophone, it looked like the most bizarre construct of metal that I'd ever seen in my life. And I looked at the trumpet, and I liked the way the trumpet sounded, and I knew that it played the melody, and it had three buttons, which what I call it, the valves. And I thought, okay, I want to play the trumpet. And that's how I started. Little did I know, I had no idea what I was getting myself into, because it's a rather unforgiving instrument, it makes no sense until you understand it, and then it starts, and then it still baffles me from time to time. But it's a very different animal. But
now,
that's how I started playing trumpet.
Okay, and I noticed that Seabreeze, you were playing more than one trumpet. So tell me about the different instruments there.
Well, okay, I play trumpet as well as flugelhorn.
Okay.
And I have two trumpets and one flugelhorn, and they have different sounds to them. I have a red horn that it's a Martin Committee that I've played for the past decade or so, and just this year I started using cannonball trumpets, and I really love that horn. It's a raw brass horn, and it has a different sound, a different thing to it. And so I switch between the horns depending on what I need for the song. Let the punishment fit the crime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so now the flugelhorn, is that like small? Is it the same size as a regular trumpet, or is it smaller?
The flugelhorn, basically, the difference between flugelhorn and trumpet is largely in the tone of the instrument.
Okay.
A flugelhorn has a broader bell, wider bell, and it's a more sonorous tone. It's a mellower tone, whereas the trumpet tends to project more and be, more in your face. The flugelhorn is more, warm, inviting, and, a mellower tone overall. If you heard the two, they're pitched the same, and the fingerings are the same.
Mm-hmm.
But if you heard the two, when you hear the two back to back, you can definitely hear the difference between trumpet and flugelhorn. It really boils down to the tone, and from that perspective, it affects the approach that you use with the horn. I don't play the two the same way. They're two different voices. I try to apply them appropriately. At least what I think. What I think is appropriate.
Okay. Now, how long have you been in the business? How long have you been playing the trumpet?
Oh, well, I've been playing the trumpet since I was in fifth grade. I mean, my first gig was, out of high school. I went to Florida A&M and started playing in clubs, basically, in college, my sophomore year in college.
Okay.
And,
I've
held a few positions in the businesses, not just as a trumpet player, but as a writer and producer and producing not just recordings, but also doing shows and events, but also doing commercials, jingles,
music for TV, whatever, you know, some of everything. But all coming back to, you know, it all started with a recorder in the fifth grade.
Now, and that brings me to the next question, because early in your career, and I guess you've already answered this, but were there any challenges with you in terms, because you were playing a trumpet, in terms of getting jobs and getting gigs?
Well, I guess yes and no. I play keys and I also play bass. So I used to work in a variety of capacities. Like I would play, in one song I'd be playing keyboards, the next song I'd be playing horn parts, I'd be going back and forth, depending on the configuration.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, for the most part now, most of my work, performance-wise, are my shows. And so I don't play a lot of keys in my shows, and I probably should now and again, because a lot of people don't know that I actually am a keyboard player. But if you look on my records, I play a lot of the keyboard parts on a lot of the stuff that I do.
Okay.
But I never really had I guess I figured out that, you know, you need a keyboard player before you need a trumpet player. And so since I could play keys, I just developed that more. And actually, you know, at one point in time, I would do, you know, gigs where I was just playing with a piano trio. I never picked up the horn. Maybe in my golden years, at some point, I'll go back to doing that for the fun, because I love playing piano, and I really enjoy playing piano in that trio context. It's a whole different, you know, means of expressing yourself musically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question for you from the chat room. Tamara is mentioning the toilet plunger, and she wants to know, why do you use that?
Well, that's the only thing I know that works. It's the only thing that makes it sound that way. And I guess that's where it came from. You know, I go to Home Depot to get a plunger. That literally is what it is.
Mm.
And for people who don't know, aren't familiar with it, I use it like a mute. In other words, you put it in front of the bell of the horn, and it changes the sound of the instrument. And so you can, you know, you open it, close it, move it, it changes the pitch of the note. The cool thing about a plunger is you can actually squeeze the plunger itself to change the shape of it, which changes the tone. Nothing else that I know of works like a real plunger to get that sound. So it literally is a plunger. Here's my disclaimer. It is a brand new plunger off the shelf. It's never seen duty as anything other than a mute for me and my horn. Yeah, you gotta get a fresh one, okay?
All right. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the Get Down Club. I like the title of this CD. Why did you call it that?
Oh, well, I have a friend, Horatio. Actually, Horatio, the singer, he sang on my ride to this album, which came out in 2002. There was a cut on there called So Fine, and he was a singer on it. And when we were putting the track together, he said, man, there's this bass player I'd like to use on this. I think he'd be great for this song. And the guy's name is Daryl Freeman, who's a great – I didn't know Daryl at the time. He's a phenomenal bass player. I hadn't met him before we did the record. And I said, well, can he play? You know, one of those – of course the guy can play, but that's the just question. Like, well, how is he? Can he play? And Horatio said, well, he definitely got a get-down card. And I just really – like, that resonated with me. And so henceforth, I've always used that in my, you know – discussion about musicians, you know, yeah, buddy's got a get down card, or he or she, you know, really has a get down card, meaning that they have the ability to not just play the instrument, but to really get it in, to really connect, you know, on a real, you know, visceral level with listeners and with other musicians. And so the Get Down Club really is a coming together of a lot of musicians that I work with. It's my album, my name's on the cover, but I'm certainly not the only person involved. There's a lot of people that I've worked with to put this together, and they all everybody on there has a Get Down card, and hence they're members of the Get Down Club. Now, I will say this: you can have a Get Down card in things other than playing music. From my perspective, it's like if you're a great, you know, teacher or radio host or whatever, you got a Get Down card at doing that. So, you know, everybody can be part of the Get Down Club. They just got to have a Get Down card at whatever they do.
Okay. All right. Well, now this CD features Alex Lattimore, Najee, and Marion Meadows. Who else is on here with you?
Oh, it's a cast of thousands. In fact, let's see. Xavier Lewis, the guy who's I'm doing the show with today, is on a cut called a real cool cut. It's like a soul song. It's called Love in Stereo. Marion's on the first single, Swag. Jeff Lorber did a couple of cuts on the record, and is featured on one, you know, as a solo piano. But it was great to work with Jeff. He's a phenomenal, of course, he's a phenomenal player, but he's a brilliant songwriter and just, like, you know, a genius type. He's a genius type guy. Like, there's no question about it. So it was great to work with him on a couple of cuts. Bob Baldwin is on a couple of things. Eric Essex. Who else? Keep going down the list. Lil John Roberts, Jay Fly, a lot of guys who are musicians who, you know, you might not know them as their name on the cover of records, but they play on tons of great recordings and show up on tours all over the place. But just really some really, 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 really good people. I said a cast of thousands, but that's a bit of a, bit of a stretch. But it's a lot of cool people, yeah.
Well, I'm going to start with Just Let Go, and this is featuring Alex Lattimore on vocals. So tell me about this song.
That's one of the ones I did with Jeff, and it's got a Brazilian vibe to it. It actually came out a few months ago on a compilation in the UK, and it's been getting really great reviews. We got a remix coming from on that song from DJ Kemet, who used to be, he started his career with Arrested Development, but he's actually got a number one record out right now with Anthony David. He did a remix on this cut, but we're going to listen to the album version, and this is Jeff Lorber's on keys. We actually sat in his studio. Jeff's studio is in Pacific Palisades, and we were talking about Brazilian stuff. We actually went back to the soundtrack to the movie Black Orpheus, which featured a lot of really authentic Brazilian music. So that's where the groove comes from. Rafael Pereira, who's a Brazilian percussionist, is on this record. Najee is playing flute on the cut, and Alex Lattimore is featuring on vocals. And I got a couple of licks in on horns. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is from Joey Somerville's a new CD, The Get Down Club. This is called Just Let Go.
Candles burn all through the night. kisses are like wine. It's written in your eyes, the rhythms we delight, and as the candles burn all through the
Go, featuring Alex Lattimore on vocals. That is from Joey Somerville's new CD, The Get Down Club. If you would like to speak with Joey, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. And those in the chat room, if you have a question, just post that and I will get that to him. Mike has joined us. Hey, Mike. Mike? Okay, I guess he has us on mute.
Hey,
all right. Okay. Okay. Joey.
Yes, sir.
I read that you worked with Wayman Tisdale. Please tell us about that.
I had the honor and privilege of working with Tiz before he passed. I knew him for the last, 10 years. I met him when he started, when he broke into the music side of things coming out of the NBA. And I remember when he first started playing, this was like, yeah, you heard about this basketball player, he's playing bass. Yeah, really? Okay, sure. Until you heard him play, you went, oh, he can actually play.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayman was one of those people, I mean, if any of the folks that are, listen, ever had the chance to meet him, he was one of those people that no matter how your day was going, if you had a chance, if you ran into him and, had interaction with him, your day was always better on the backside. He was just one of those truly just wonderful people that just exuded love and, constantly. So we had done, we would see each other at festivals and shared the bill on a few occasions, and I played with him here and there. And I told him I was doing this was when I was doing Like You Mean It album, and I said, hey, Tiz, I got this cut I want to do, and would you consider doing a duet? And he said, sure. And a lot of people, he's one of those people that, he had number one records and on and on and on, but he wanted to do the music. There was no political reason for him to do it. He just did it because he wanted to and he loved the music. And I said it's an old school track, and it was it happened to be Schoolboy Crush by AWB, and Fib was the original old school funketeer. That's really where he came from.
Mm-hmm.
Musical. That in church, and but we had a ball with it, and I really my life is better and much richer for having had the privilege of working with him.
Okay, wow. Now I also read that you worked with a rock group called Fish.
Yeah, the Fish. Fish. They're like a huge mega, rock band now, and they came out of Vermont, actually. And those guys, when they were coming up, I used to play a jazz club up there. It's a place called Sneakers. We had a Tuesday night thing. We had a six, sometimes seven-piece band in this little club. And we would play, original stuff and a lot of straight-ahead stuff from Monk to Mingus on and on, just going in. And they were fascinated because these were basically, rock guys who were, but they were just, they were music guys, and their background was rock, but they loved, jazz, and they'd come and, hang out at the spot. And I ended up doing a few shows with them. I actually played on their first record, and then they would do, they had this, they call it in the horn section. They called it the giant country horns, and so I played with them on a few occasions. It's funny. I did one of my funniest memories of working with those guys was we played at the Rosemont in Chicago, and there was like 20,000 people here at this thing. And every Halloween they would do a show where they basically assumed the musical identity of another group, and that year they did the Who, the band The Who. They did the whole Quadrophenia album from The Who, and it was just fun. Those guys they're really a lot of fun. They've had incredible success, and they're all really cool people. They're rock stars, but they're real people. They're real good guys.
Okay. Now, I got a request from the chat room to play Like You Mean It. Tamara asked me if I have it, and yes, I do have it. So I'm going to play that next. Tell us about this one.
That's my little party song, and that's the one that, folks that know my stuff, if I don't play it, they get mad at me. It's a song that just sort of like popped into my head. I woke up one morning and it was just there. I went, I have a piano in my living room, and I woke up, went to the piano, it was just there. And I started, playing it and singing it for my wife, and she's like, "You can put that on a jazz record." I'm like, "Yeah, it'll work. So trust me." So it did. It's resonated, but it's a Latin party song, and the beat is like, it's not really a boss, it's not really a song, but sort of like my sort of mismatched hybrid of those kinds of, influences, and it just, it resonated with people, and it worked. So, and it's just Like You Mean It.
And for those of you that don't know, this song is not on the Get Down Club CD. This song is on it's the title track from a previous CD. All right,
So the album is called Like You Mean It, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is Like You Mean It. your hips. All right, there you go. There you go, Tamara. That is Like You Mean It, and that is the title track from another CD of Joy's. I like that. Like that.
Thanks.
So now, sure. I have a question for you from the chat room. Wes would like to know how the concert, the fundraiser went with Brian O'Neill and how that came about.
Oh, cool. Brian came down. You know, Brian is from Detroit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have family all over the place. And he told me he was coming to town. He's going to do the fundraiser. He does the Do Foundation, and it really is an initiative to help to homeless folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It was a great time. We played because we're youth musicians from here, and he came down and we got in. I love playing with Brian. Brian is a lot of fun. Great player. Great player.
All right. Yeah. Okay, Mike. Did you have a question, Mike?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Joey about being a trumpet player. Do you find it difficult to get gigs and things like that with the climate so saxophone heavy?
I use it to my advantage, and it's I'm not like the other kids anyway, so I try to play the unique card, and it's worked for me, well. There's a ton of saxophone players, and I think it's more difficult for sax players to stand out. There are a few trumpet players. There are much fewer trumpet players, actively working as frontmen than there are saxophone players. And so, really, I don't look at it as a negative. I view it as a positive, and try to play that to my advantage. And of course, the folks that work with me behind the scenes working out the business do the same thing. So it hasn't been an impediment for me.
Mm. And speaking of which, you worked with Cirque du Soleil. Tell us about this one. That's really nice. How'd you get that job?
It's usually word of mouth, and people hear about what you do, or they hear you and they go, "Hey man, I like the way you sound, and I want you to do your thing." I mean, and that's the thing that I've always tried to be was, I can't compare myself to other trumpet players because I never sound, there's always somebody that's going to play higher, faster, louder, blah, blah, blah. I can,
mm-hmm.
But nobody's going to play me better than I can play me. So I've concentrated on being me, and that's worked for me so far. But that was, was featured on the Alegria album. Which was was done up in Montreal, and the composer and producer of the record had heard my work and heard of me and asked me to come in and play. It was a lot of fun because it was so different. The music is very cinematic, great composer.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Rene Duperrey, and it's just a really beautiful, haunting piece, and it's on the Alegria album, which was did not win, but was nominated for Grammy, and it did win a Juno Award, which is a Canadian equivalent of a Grammy.
Okay.
And it was great. It was a lot of fun. I remember that session because we recorded in a studio in Old Montreal, which is Old Montreal is a section of the city, the St. Lawrence Seaway that goes through Montreal. It's just beautiful old buildings. We were the studio they had built it in, like, I don't know how tall this building is, like 3, 4, 5 stories, something like that. But it's a very old, old building. And, you go down these, streets with brick. The streets are paved with stones and brick or whatever. And it's just everything's old and just had vibe. And the people are all speaking French. And it was just a fun experience, real cool session.
Have you ever been to any of their Cirque shows here in Vegas?
No, I have not. I have not.
Okay.
I'd like to go. It's funny because I've seen Cirque performances, DVD and televised, and
mm-hmm.
I've never actually seen a lot. I hate to admit it, I played on the record, but I've never actually seen a Cirque du Soleil show live.
Neat. And I live here, and I've never seen one either. And I hear they're really, really good. Ka and all of those shows. I hear they're really good, but us locals, we don't hang out on the Strip. That's our problem. We just don't hang out on the Strip. We leave that to you tourists.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, put me in, Coach. I'll hang out. I'm good for hanging out every now and then.
Now, I wanted to ask you if you are still doing the Jazz After Dark series at Sambuca.
No, actually, I stopped doing that about a year ago.
Okay.
And since then, they have Sambuca is no longer operating in Atlanta. They sold the location. Well, basically brought in just another chain of five-star, like, steakhouse kind of thing. I don't even remember the name of it that's coming in there. But the Sambuca location in Atlanta isn't open anymore. But that was a great experience. It started off with a partnership with Wade Ford, which is one of our big Ford dealers here in Atlanta, and WJZZ, which is a terrestrial stage jazz station that's no longer on the air. But we did the series where folks were coming in. I was hosting and playing with my group here and hosting and bringing in folks from all over the place. So we brought in and got a chance to, you know, work with some of everybody across the board. And, you know, 80% of the people that you play at one point in time or another came through that series to play with us down here.
Well, it's too bad you couldn't, you know, found a new location for it, because, you know, we need to keep this genre going as much as we can.
Well, I did. We've done a few things down here and still continue to, you know, try to keep the music happening. There's a lot of stuff going on. That one, you know, venue is not around, but that, you know, the music doesn't stop. We still keep doing shows. Folks still keep coming in, and thankfully, the people still keep coming out to hear the music. So as long as we keep, you know, and thanks to you guys for keeping the word out and keeping the music going and letting people know what's going on musically and keeping us all connected. So the radio station might have gone off the air, but the people didn't move away, and we certainly are not going to stop playing the music. That's what we're doing.
Amen, amen. All right, I want to get in one more song. This is Swag. This is featuring Marion Meadows. So tell me about this one.
Well, Swag is actually I worked in that cut with Bob Baldwin, and it is the first single from the new album. The album actually comes out nationwide on the 2nd of August, and that's going out to you know, all the radio stations the past week or so. And, you know, it was one of those, the title of the record sort of is sort of self-explanatory. It's just got a vibe and a thing. And if you got a song called Swag, I can't think of anybody better to call to play on it than Marion. Marion is a chartered member of the Get Down Club. So If I could play soprano saxophone, I'd like to sound like him, but I can't. But fortunately, I got him on speed dial, and we get to do a few shows together, from time to time, and I really have fun. I have fun putting the record together, but I love playing with Marion a lot. We have a good time and get it in.
All right. We're talking to trumpeter Joey Somerville about his new CD, The Get Down Club. This is Swag.
Thank you.
right. That was swag. That is from Joy Somerville's new CD, The Get Down Club. And I have a phone call for you, Joy. Caller, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. This is Victor.
Hey, Victor.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Joey.
Hey, Victor.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Okay.
I'm doing good.
Don't complain.
Hey, look. I don't have any questions. I just wanted to call in, man, and wish you the best with the new project, man. People don't understand what a grind it is to get your music out to the airwaves and to your fans, man. So, hey, best of luck to you. I've heard most of it. It's tight, man. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it, man. And, you know, we are comrades in arms, if you will. And I appreciate the recognition of the grind because I know you know what it is. And, you know,
that's
much
right.
Success back at you on the stuff that you're doing. And I look forward to us getting together and doing some shows together again. We haven't played together in a while, but we got to play.
No, we haven't, man. Well, you know, we're doing a series out here. We're going to set up a series out here in Oakland. And so I'm gonna call you, man. So you got to come to California.
Well, I keep my bags packed. I'm ready to get on that Skybus and head your way.
Yeah, man. Every time I see you, man, you live in California, don't you?
Well, you know, I'm trying to get a room out here. I just came back, and I'm going. I really am. I love Cali. It's fun, and I just came back, and I'm going back out in September. I'll be at Spaghettini's in September. So just, you know, trying to do as much West Coast stuff as possible. You know,
well, we're going to bring you to the Bay Area, man. That's the better half
of
California.
I have not gotten there. Definitely want to come.
All right, bro. Well, listen, man, I'm not going to hold it up. Queen, how are you, hon?
I'm doing well. Victor, yourself?
I'm doing great. So, listen, Joey, good luck. And I'll just let everybody get on with the show. I just want to stop in and say, hey, give you a shout, bro.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you. We'll work it out. I'll be out your way before you know it.
You got it, bro. All right, peace out.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So now, Joey, I read that you are going to be on a cruise coming up. So tell us about this cruise.
That one is going to be get changed around. There's another cruise, which I can't announce right now because the promoter, it's one of the promoters. I will be on a cruise coming soon. It's a big thing, and I'll let the cat out of the bag a little later. That's my diplomatic dodge. But, yeah, I will be on a cruise coming to you soon, but I can't announce it yet.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. All right. So tell us, I know that you are in Atlanta at a getting ready to perform. So what other events you have coming up? Where else are you going to be?
Joey's everywhere. Joey's going to be
everywhere. I'm trying to do that. Let's see. I will be here. Then I'm going to be in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I will be back out west in September. I'm doing the Rehoboth Jazz Festival in Delaware, which is my first time at that festival. I am all over the place, but all my dates are always on my website.
And he's going to be in New York, too.
JoeyTunnels.com. I will be... Say what now?
Yeah, the Hound Tooth in New York.
October 1st.
Yeah.
In NYC. You know my schedule better than
schedule. Oh, man. You know, I know.
Mike, you are good, brother. You are good.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I hope to see you here on the West Coast soon. You know, with maybe you and Victor get together and you guys put something together. I would definitely fly down to Oakland and come see you.
You're in Vegas, of course. I know I'm going to be in Reno on September 21st. I believe the date is I'm in Reno. Yes, it is September 21st.
Okay.
Which I know is not exactly a rock's throw from Vegas. That's as close as I am to you right now.
Okay.
I'll get to Vegas.
All right.
I'll be everywhere.
All right. Well, let everyone know where they can find the Get Down Club.
Okay, you can always get the dates on my website and the information on the CD. The CD will be out nationwide. It'll be up on iTunes, CD Baby, Every Which Way, on August 2nd is the official release date. And you can get details on everything that I'm doing at my website, and that's joeysomerville.com. It's JoeySomerville.com, and that has all the, you know, the links and the references, but the CD is officially out on iTunes and all the other services on the 2nd.
Okay. I have a message for you from Brian O'Neill via Cheryl. He says to tell you hello and that you are the man, and the Dew Foundation appreciates you very much.
Well, tell him I'll borrow one. I'm just the man standing next to the band, because I got a lot of love and respect for Brian, not only as a musician, but as a person, as a citizen of the world, and all the great things that he does and continues to do. So I'm glad to support in any way I can. And of course, it's always a pleasure to play music with Brian.
Yeah.
Great player, just a great spirit. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
You know, I want to apologize too with the Joey, because where I'm at is so noisy. I didn't want to come in and out with all the noise behind me and everything. That's why I haven't been asking that many questions. But for the fans that are out there, Joey Somerville is a beast. That's the only way I can put it. I mean, because when I seen him, you know, play, and I seen some of the videos, you know, from Atlanta, some of the spots in Atlanta, I'm thinking, okay, this dude, okay, but I've seen some other videos. I'm like, this dude can really, really throw down. And then Tony told me, like, look, man, Joey is the real deal. Joey, you know, because sometimes you see a trumpet player, you say, okay, you know, the guy's a trumpet player, he only got 3 vowels. You know, what can he really do with 3 vowels? You know, but the guy, he gets down. And that's the perfect title for his CD, The Get Down Club.
No, I appreciate it, Mike. I just try to have fun. You know, you never know what's going to be your last show, and so I try to do it like I mean it 24/7. If you hear me, I don't care if it's 5 or 5,000, I'm getting it in. So
right.
I appreciate it.
That's right. And one other thing, too, I know when I met Joey, you know, looking at the videos and things like that, I'm thinking Joey's going to be about, you know, real kind of small kind of dude in stature, but when I met him, this dude is the size of an NFL linebacker. Man, this guy is big. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that was my challenge growing up. It's like, you play football. I was like, no, sir, I play the trumpet. I tried football early in the game. It just wasn't a match. I was much happier playing music than, you know, knocking my head up against somebody else. That just didn't work for me too well.
Now, Joey, I noticed that you have two, I don't know what they call them on Twitter, handles or name on Twitter, but do you prefer one over the other?
Yeah, the one that says Joey Somerville, spelled like my name.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So
yeah.
You can follow him on Twitter under Joey Somerville, S-O-M-M-E-R, because there's one S-O-M-M-R. So you want the E-R
nah,
one.
E-R.
Yeah,
the
E-R,
the real one.
Okay,
yeah,
all right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Joey. It's been such a pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a ball, and I will look forward to coming out to see you out there. And, Mike, I know I'm going to see you. I don't know which one of these hits you pop, because you pop up from everywhere. So I know I will see you at a venue very soon.
Yeah, you probably will. You probably will. All right. Well, have a great show there in Atlanta. And, you know, we look forward to seeing you on the road. And, again, the CD is available on August 5th. Definitely pick it up. It is called the Get Down Club. So definitely pick that up. Support the artist. Always support the artist and purchase their music. Please do that.
I appreciate that. And I want to thank everybody that, you know, that listen, that calls in. And to all the folks that listen to the music, that buy the music, that come to the shows, that spread the word, I love you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you.
All right. Thanks, Joey, and have a great show today.
All right, Terry. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, Joey. Take it easy, bro.
All right, Mike. Take care.
All right, that was trumpeter Joey Somerville. His new CD, The Get Down Club, will be released on August 5th. You'll be able to find that on Amazon.com. So definitely check that out. His website is joeysomerville.com, and you can follow him on Twitter under Joey Somerville with the E, not the one without the E. So definitely do check him out and like him on Facebook, follow him on Facebook as well. All right, Mike, you have anything to add?
Just that, you know, guys need to check Joey Somerville out. I mean, like I said, being a trumpet player, you know, just like with you, sir, you didn't like trumpet players at first when you first, you know, started. And now you have a different perspective of the trumpet, you know, and trumpet players now. And Joey, I mean, he really gets down and he puts on a great show. And people need to really, you know, check him out. I mean, the brother puts it down. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he has a fan in me now, so definitely.
Mm-hmm, definitely. All right. Well,
and
these
are very, very good too.
The songs that I played, I really enjoyed. So the CD is worth picking up. Definitely worth picking up. So definitely check that out on August 5th. So let me thank everyone in the chat room: Barb, Boney Fan, Carol, Cheryl, all of the guests, Jazzy Diva, Jazzy J, Joe. LV Cooper, enjoy that LaRev show, LV. Victor Fields, thank you for calling in. Victor, my co-worker Paula, Tamara, and Westbound, thank you all for hanging out in the chat room with us today. Appreciate the support. If you've ever missed a show, there are interviews that we've done, you can always come back to blogtalkradio.com and search for the artist name to listen to that interview. You can also go to iTunes and download all of our shows as podcasts. They're available on iTunes as well. So don't feel like, you know, you've missed an interview and you can't go back and hear it. You can always come back and hear it, always. Right. So definitely check us out. All right. Well, thank you.
Sorry. We got to ask you, how was the Najee show? We have to ask you that.
The Najee show was nice. It was really good. But I have to say, I have to give shout out to Chuck Johnson. His guitarist, oh my God, that man can sing. He did. He sung the song "All I Ever Ask," which was, I think, done by Eric Benet. I think Najee and Eric Benet did the song together. He killed it. He killed it. That song was so good. He's so good. He killed it. Okay, K-I-L-T, killed it. And then they did a cover of the Beatles' "Come." Oh Lord, what is the name of that song? Somebody help LV Cooper, help me out here. I forget the name of the song already, but oh my God, I can't remember the name of the song. But anyway, they did a cover of that, and that was great too. I mean, he is really, really good. He's really good. I enjoyed him a lot. It was a good concert. Come Together. That was the name of the song. Come Together. They did Beatles Come Together song, and it was. Oh, they need to record that. I told Najee that last time, I think, that they need to record that song. That is so good. They did a great job on that. So it was a good concert. I enjoyed it very much. All right.
That's cool.
Thanks again, everyone, for joining us. Tomorrow we are talking to saxophonist Joseph Fincelli about his CD, The Invitation. So join us for that. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz again with you next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, talkingsmoothjazz.com and mastermind-entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at jazz_queen and The Daily Grind. That's T-H-A, Daily Grind.
Hey, how you doing?